Bonjour, New Moons. I am Josie, the Afro-Latina Regina George of Witchery, and you are tuned in to the frequency of the Lua Nova podcast. This is a pre-recorded episode, and it will be coming out right before the April the 8th solar eclipse. We are also in the middle of Mercury retrograde, as well as Aries season. And if you are familiar with Aries energy, you know it can be really intense. And unfortunately, the internet, especially social media, really enjoys fear-mongering. So I'm kind of here to tell you to chill out and enjoy this very special eclipse tarot reading. Okay, so after this particular episode is recorded, we will be back to our episodes that are not pre-recorded, okay? But hang in there with me. I know a lot of you really enjoy the collective reading episodes because I don't do personal readings. So I know that some of you enjoy it and some of you are like, girl, we're ready for you to get back to your, you know, regular podcast and do stuff. I'll get back to it, okay? But let's go ahead and get started.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's time for Lua updates. Okay, so this is the third time I've had to do Lua updates because I wanted to shorten this section. So I'm going to get right to it. We are moved into our new home and there's still boxes everywhere and it's kind of a mess. So I know I haven't been posting. I can't remember the last time I was able to post a promotion for the Lua Nova podcast, but I do plan to get back to those, especially because there's a lot more sun and natural light here, so that would make it easier to, you know, I always insert a quick clip of myself, usually just waving at you, and that'll be a lot easier to do here. And if you have a podcast and like mine, yours is audio, the reason why I do my promotions that way is to kind of let people see the face behind the Lua Nova podcast and not just the voice, okay? But that is the first life update. I will never disclose what part of Texas I'm in. I am still in Texas, just in a completely different part now. And I'll leave it at that. I'm not familiar with this area. And I'm sure in the future talk about how it's been. You know, in the next few months, I'll probably mention it. With this episode being about the eclipse, I'm pretty sure I mentioned to be mindful of the fear mongering that you're going to hear. Another update, that's all I'm going to say about that because I'm pretty sure I cover it in this show, but also be mindful of the astrologers that you listen to, so-called astrologers. There are different types of astrology, and although I don't follow Vedic astrology, there's actually an astrologist who always has nothing but negative things to say and seems to think of it as, well, I can attack Western astrology because from my point of view, you know, it's always incorrect. And I'm like, that's interesting because I haven't had that issue with it being incorrect. But everybody has different theories, and that is what makes astrology interesting. Unless your theories are completely strange and make zero sense, then I'm not gonna make fun of you. I understand I am the Afro-Latina Regina George of Witchery, but everybody's entitled to their different views. And there's been some theories I've heard lately, and I just was like, okay, I'm going to just let you have that, sure, about the eclipse in particular. And I'm not about to go back and forth with somebody who doesn't know as much as I do about spirituality and astrology. I'm not. When people start putting on the tinfoil hats and pretty much tuning into conspiracy TikToks and YouTube videos too much, you gotta just let them have it and trust that they just maybe don't know what they're talking about, and just leave it at that, okay? Unfortunately, lately I've had a lot of eye-opening events that have kind of showed me a side of certain people that let me know that we're not on the same page. And you gotta let people just be who they are and kind of plan your own future. I'll put it that way. Look out for yourself, because looking out for other people doesn't always work. And I'm just gonna leave it at that. And trying to educate people doesn't always work. I say this as somebody who spends an entire podcast trying to educate people. And with that being said, this nonsense with Cardi B, and I'm not sure of this influencer who she was having an issue with. I'm not about to get into it with you all. As I said long ago when I did a little report, Cardi B is in fact Afro-Latina. It is right there in her bloodline. She has shown proof of this many times. I'm not about to go back and forth with people who don't understand the difference between African-American, Afro-Latina, African, etc. Like I said many times before, Black people come from all over the world. And this stereotype that Afro-Latinos have an issue with our Blackness is bullshit. And I'm calling out people who keep saying that dumb shit. Because if you have an issue with your Blackness, that's you. But we don't all have an issue with our Blackness. Do you know how big Latin America is? Do you understand that everybody's not from the United States? And so therefore, how can you speak for an entire group of people that you're not even a part of? Yeah. Just like you don't want people speaking about the groups that you're a part of because maybe we don't know anything about it. Yeah, let's be real mindful of what we say about other groups of people that we're not actually a part of. Okay, because I've come across many Afro-Latinos that don't have an issue with our background whatsoever. Okay. With that being said, I did recently scrap an episode, a little report that you were going to hear. And I have to be mindful that sometimes people say really ignorant shit and you can't support everybody. I'm not going to get into who it was. Just know that I had mentioned, hey, I'm doing an episode on this person. You didn't hear the episode, and the reason you didn't is because this person decided to say something really ignorant and it's about Afro-Latinos. And I'm just like, yeah, you're not even a part of us, though. You have no idea what you're talking about. And so you can't be on my show. I'm not doing a little report on you. And as you all know, I scrapped another episode in the past of somebody else who turned out to be a big disappointment. So sometimes that will happen. That's big Virgo energy. When something is not up to the level that I expect of the Lua Nova brand, then you're not going to hear it. You know, because the whole point of my show is not just to, you know, help everybody in love and relationships, but also to educate and also to make sure that I'm mindful of the people who I'm doing Lua reports on. I don't do them very often, and I understand everybody's not going to like who I do Lua reports on. Ozona is one of those people definitely side-eye and have an issue with. I'm just using him as an example. Anuel is another one. I love Ozuna, but people don't necessarily like Anuel, and it wasn't really based on liking him or not. It was based on him having an interesting birth chart and me thinking that it was a really good, great listen. So those are a few of the updates that I have for you right now. I can't think of any more. I hopefully won't have to re-record this section, but everybody take a breath. I know that there's a lot of bullshit going on. And the reason why a lot of us spiritual people are being very quiet and to ourselves is to avoid all of the nonsense that Mercury retrograde, eclipse season, Aries season, etc., that they can bring. Okay. So please take care of yourself during this time, please. You know the vibes. We're going to talk about the pink unicorn in the room, which is my disclaimer. A collective reading is meant for a collective audience, meaning that it's for who is for. If you do not consent to having your tarot cards read, I am not at all offended by that. Feel free to check back once we're back to recording regular episodes. I always say we because I'm including all of you in any episode that I do. You are the structure behind whatever it is that I come up with. And also, I do a one card pull. For the eclipse, I am going to be doing a two card pull. Okay. So it is how you're feeling right now versus how this eclipse is going to be going for you. Okay. Cause I need to tap into what you're feeling. I know the last reading that I did was pretty dark, and I'm hoping that by now that there's some lighter energy going on. I did one more collective reading that was pre-recorded, and that one was good. And I'm kind of hoping to get tap into some of that energy. But I want you all to be mindful of when it comes to what you hear or listen to. The energy that you absorb is up to you. Okay? So if you're on, let's say, TikTok, which is my go-to social media app, and somebody is fear-mongering and telling you that the Antichrist is about to pop up, I want you to really think that through and ask yourself, would a human, regular human being really know something like that? Ask yourself that. Okay? Ask yourself why you might be buying into some of that. Those of you who are. Is it because you're having some anxiety about something else going on in your life? Or is it that you're almost, you're the type of person who tends to fear what's coming ahead of you, ahead for you, instead of looking for the best? And when it comes to manifesting anything, the law of attraction, law of assumption, etc., we have to be in a mindset of acceptance. So in other words, in your divine feminine energy, not in your divine masculine, which is, I have to get this done. And you want to have full control over how it's done. That's not realistic. Okay. And so an eclipse, Mercury retrograde, these are things that happen every year, guys, every year, all the time. There will always be major astrological events all of the time throughout your life. And so it is better that we learn from them and how we can apply them in a positive manner rather than always looking for the negative. Okay. And that's how you really get what you want. And so out of this reading, I hope that that helps some of you to understand that when it comes to tarot, and those of us who are the real readers, we want a good outcome for you, but that's really up to you. Okay. So there's not a particular amount of times that I shuffle, and I don't read reversals. Most of the time I don't. So here are your two cards. One of these just flew out. Not to sound like one of the TikTok readers, but the card really did pop out. And I already love it, and I'm not going to tell you what it is yet. Hold on, but I already like how it is. Because it's giving me, it's telling me that there's some hope here. Some of you are listening to me. There might be five of you, but somebody out there wanted a happy reading. And that's exactly what you're about to get. So the first card that we got is the Two of Cups. And for many of you who are familiar with my readings, you may remember me saying to you that the Two of Cups is one of my favorite tarot cards. I have a lot of favorite tarot cards, so I'm probably going to say that about at least 10. But the Two of Cups, let's say that I was doing a love reading specifically for one of you. This is a card that I want. Not the lover's card, the Two of Cups. Because the Two of Cups is about a union. It is about a partnership. And it is about understanding the importance of that partnership. In this card, you will see two people. And this could be the two different genders, two same genders. I don't ever want you guys to get caught up in any of that when it comes to tarot. Because tarot is about energy. It's not about anything specific, okay? It may be specific to you, but keep in mind that a tarot card is meant to be interpreted many different ways, okay? So when I look at this for all of the Lua Nova audience, what I'm picking up on is how you're feeling right now. Is that there is this need to combine your life with another part of either somebody else's life or another chapter. You're essentially fusing, for instance, just to give you an example, and this is strictly an example. You are new to your job and you want to maybe go to a different department. So you begin to learn a little bit more about that job and a little bit more about how that job is structured, etc.
And so you are now fusing where you are right now in your skill level with another area. Okay. So that's just to give you one example. Or you might be in a relationship already. And this is definitely a good sign to get the Two of Cups, because that means that you're looking at your partner as that, as this is, we have each other's back. We're so in love. Yay us. Okay. If you're single and you're looking, again, you want the Two of Cups. Two of Cups energy is essentially a happy card, no matter what the case is. And so this tells me that you're already starting off on a good foot here. Okay. You're already starting off with this energy of where you're not even thinking about just you. There's a selflessness to what you're wanting. And because of that, you're going to get exactly that. And I say that because the second card I picked is another one, one of my favorite King cards, and it is the King of Wands. Think of King of Wands energy as being the epitome of a fire sign who is also comfortable in his divine masculine. None of this like hyper masculine, I put women down, women ain't shit. None of that energy. Very much so like, I'm a leader. I'm going to do what needs to be done. I'm going to take over. And women, you can have this energy too. I'm not saying, because I'm not applying this to a relationship. I'm applying this to your everyday life. And so just to give you an example of using me, I've said to you many times that I'm always in my divine feminine. I'm very comfortable in my divine feminine energy. I am not comfortable in divine masculine energy. You can even ask my man if I will literally start crying at the idea of having to be in divine masculine energy. And I do mean actual tears. So with that being said, whatever it is that you're going for, and I'm picking up on this being this reading applying to your career. There's many different types of careers. You could be a corporate baddie. You could be a construction worker, anything like that. Either way, you're thinking ahead. You're thinking ahead about what is it I'm wanting out of my life? Do I want to start my own business? Do I want to move up in this company? Do I want to switch jobs? This I'm picking up for whatever reason strongly on this applying to your career. It is important. Please take this from somebody who is a Virgo to always look ahead, to never think about just today. Always be thinking about, well, yes, this is great for now, but this is what I want in 2 years. This is what I want in 5 years. Write it down, because that's how we manifest to begin with. I talked about that in season one. I don't even read my journals. It's not really about that. It's that in order to get into the energy of what it is you're wanting, put it on paper. Okay, put out a plan. I don't care if you put it in your phone. I don't care if you put it in your laptop. I don't care if you put it on the sticky note and you look at it every day. The reason I'm wanting you to write it down is that I'm trying to get you to match this King of Wands energy. Ladies, let's say that this does apply to you when it comes to relationships. What I'm picking up on is big fire sign energy. The fire signs are Leo, Aries. So we are currently in the Aries season, and Sagittarius. And so the eclipse season is not when we manifest, okay? Eclipse season, Mercury retrograde, this is when we rest. This is when we make that plan, though. Because after that, that's when you get the ball rolling and you start to apply everything that you're wanting to your everyday life. Because your spirit guides, the divine, etc., it's not their job to bring it to you. It's not their job to do all the work for you when you don't even have a plan and you don't even know what you want. Apply some of that King of Wands energy, though. Ladies, if you come across a fire sign, keep that person in mind. They might be that this might be saying to you that this guy is worth getting to know. I'm not saying he's the one, because I'm not picking up on that. I'm saying he might be significant to you. Okay. King of Wands energy. Keep that in mind. I think there's another time that I talked about King of Wands energy. I know I have an episode called King of Swords. So King of Wands, though, is. Although he's fiery, he's also kind. Okay. There's even a little dog next to him. There's a kindness there. So lead always with kindness. Okay. Now I understand that this is a shorter episode, and you all know that we are surrounded by boxes and we made a pretty big move in our life. So we will be back to our regular structure, Luanova, after this particular episode. Okay. One more time before I wrap this up. I want you to remember eclipse energy, Mercury retrograde energy. I'm never going to say, oh, it's so wrong for you to manifest. What I'm saying is be mindful of what you're manifesting, because this is very chaotic energy. Some people enjoy that chaotic energy and it works for them. However, that is not for everybody. And I would say that if you're a seasoned witch, or you're somebody who is great at manifesting, you're somebody who meditates a lot, then this energy works for you. You know how to move it and navigate it. Those of you who are ruled by Mercury, which will be Gemini and Virgo, or you have a lot of Gemini and Virgo in your chart, I want you to be very careful with your words and how you communicate, okay? Because Mercury retrograde tends to cause some unnecessary arguments, unnecessary bad feelings, and all because typically Gemini and Virgo think a lot about what we say, right? But during Mercury retrograde, maybe not as much. Okay. This is something I see often, and not even just with myself, but in general during Mercury retrogrades, and especially during Aries season. Aries is a very fiery sign. If you know an Aries, who an Aries sun in particular, then you know that they don't really hold back on what it is they have to say, and they can be confrontational. Okay. So this is a kind of confrontational energy. Think of what a ram is like. Okay. So they're the leaders of the zodiac for a reason, though. So lead with caution. I'll put it that lead with caution always. Okay. But write down what it is that you're wanting if you haven't already. I don't care if you never read it again. It's not about that. It's about tapping into that energy. And when all of this has passed, and it will, because do not let the fear mongering fool you, you're going to be ready to actually apply whatever it is that you're wanting. And you're going to easily manifest it because you took the time to simply just write it down. But like I said, it doesn't have to be some long notebook. It can just be a sticky note. It can just be a note in your phone. But take the time to do that for yourself. I'm speaking from experience, and I'm going to talk about that in a future episode of how I did just that. I wrote down exactly what it is I wanted, and it didn't happen overnight, but almost back to back, everything I wanted to manifest started happening. Okay. So your spirit guides just want to see you do the work, because they're not going to do all of it for you. But a very special muito obrigada to all of you. Thank you so much for tuning into the frequency of the Lua Nova podcast. If you would like to follow me on social media, you know, I mainly just use TikTok. My username on TikTok is Josie the Mustang, and that is all one word. If you want to send in a question to the show, you can email me at luanovapodcast@outlook.com. Again, that is luanovapodcast@outlook.com. I do report scammers and I do block them. Okay. And remember, if you want to know how to block an email address on an iPhone, you do it the same way you do a phone number. You're going to click on it and then it's going to pull it up like it's creating a contact. You're going to scroll down and click block. Okay. So that is how you block an email address. And it'll go right to your trash folder from there forward. Okay. So I will talk to you all next weekend. Please have a safe weekend and enjoy this time. Relax. Sit back. Write down what you want. Ciao.